Thanks for signing on. I'm Bob Karkoff, and this is Freedom Blog. The theme for today is freedom building as a vital step on your roadmap to freedom. For thinking people, this means that we must regain our bearings as policymakers. Like many of our citizens, I am distraught by current American policy. I believed fervently that we, as a people, would come to a better end than this. Modern colonialists, one-armed superpower, sheriff of the world. Further, I hoped that our so-called leaders could be visionaries along the lines of the great Indian chief, Sitting Bull, who defined leadership forever. It is the chief's responsibility to look seven generations ahead to the welfare of his children's children. Moreover, I am deeply disappointed in people who define programs in what we Celtics humorously label Irish steps. 1, bring it on. 2, shock and awe. 3, mission accomplished. Have we not come along further as a civilization than this cheerleader drivel? Most of all, I am unhappy with America's loss of leadership in the marketplace. We used to lead in generativity or creating breakthroughs in science. Now we follow the giant multinational corporations who want only controlled, minimal innovation in the commercialization which satisfies their stockholders. Moreover, we used to lead in the freedom functions, collaborative cultural relating, where we transformed a boiling cauldron into a melting pot. Free enterprise economics, where we pioneered Tom Watson Sr.'s principle of world peace through world trade. Participative governance, where our Constitution empowered an enlightened citizenry to be policymakers. Now we are back in the pack, competitive with continuous class and cultural struggles. Command economics controlled by multinational corporations. Authoritarian governance controlled by totalitarian edicts. If this sounds more like a description of an unfree nation than a free nation, it is. For this is what our scientifically derived freedom scores tell us. Yes, along with many, I am unhappy and angry too. I am furious that we have been led down the primrose path pointing toward tyranny. I am livid with having our freedom-loving attributes turned back upon us. But I'm not feeling hopeless. Our country has taken a U-turn in the freedom road. But we, the people, can take the roadmap to freedom. We are, after all, Americans. Pragmatists all, we've always taken the best from the past and applied it to our future. Americans are builders, freedom builders. Let's get our bearings. Signing off for Freedom Blog, this is Bob Karkoff. Remember, we the people are freedom builders, and we must let no rank politicians stand in our way. Think about it. We invite your comments. Send to bob@freedomblog.com. May the road rise to meet you and the wind be at your back.